ever been stuck in traffic on the Tobin Bridge coming into Boston? The toll booths become a bottleneck as everyone slows down to pay tolls. But imagine if all those drivers decided to pay those tolls in pennies. There'd be system-wide shutdown. Take that scenario and apply it to the web, and you have the essence of Operation Payback, the latest development in the WikiLeaks story. A loose group of hackers that calls itself Anonymous is trying to shut down the website of companies that have cut their ties with WikiLeaks. What happens is a collection of computer users overwhelms a website with requests until the site becomes completely bogged down and in some instances crashes. Operation Payback has targeted the websites of MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal. Each of those companies has stopped processing payments to WikiLeaks after WikiLeaks released hundreds of thousands of secret diplomatic cables. Here to explain what this group called Anonymous is doing and why is Greg Hausch. Hausch lives in the Boston area and works in the technology sector. He told us he's not participating in Operation Payback, but Greg Hausch says he has been monitoring the group's activities and he's become something of an unofficial spokesperson. And we say unofficial, well, because
there's no permission, there's no spokesperson, and here's where it gets more complex. Anonymous doesn't exist. There's no group. There's no membership. There's no central site, no central chat place. Anyone who goes online and says they're anonymous are, you know, in quotes, a member of Anonymous.
So basically, anyone who wants to take part in these cyber attacks or wants to be part of the group effort to shut down a company website can call themselves part of this loose group.
Absolutely. It gets stranger than that, though. I you know, respond to email addresses that a lot of the press and a lot of the public know to try and contact Anonymous and whatnot. And while I can't actually respond to these people asking me for this specific thing, I'm getting the emails.
What email addresses would people be using?
Anonymous@ybprotest.net, which is one of the sites that helps organize, you know, the real-life protesting and the flyering and things like that, the legal side of things.
So those emails go to you?
Yeah, and I'm getting ones from the public. One of them yesterday, is the entire body is very short, two sentences. I'm 56 years old. I do not know how to do this. I'm not technical. Could you please tell me how to help? I'm getting 50 of those a day.
So when you say, when this person emails and says, I do not know how to do this, this person is basically looking for a way to take part in cyber attacks that could bring down a large company's website.
Right, or any of the other action. You know, for the most part, I think they are trying to take part in those attacks, though.
And does that involve downloading some kind of software that then lets you take part in a group effort to disable a site by overwhelming it with visitors?
Absolutely. That's a relatively new version of a tool that's been out there for a while that Payback modified to make much more powerful.
Operation Payback.
And they've made it easier for people like that who just, you know, sent that email off to join in now, which is why the numbers are growing so fast.
So when a person like that emails you and says, what do I do? What do you email in reply?
That I'm not taking part in any of this. And if I were to send you to, you know, anywhere that you could download that, I would be complicit in the illegal activity. So I will not be. But that, you know, Google should be able to help you find anything you might be looking for.
How do you describe what Operation Payback is?
I think it's an activist movement with, you know, somewhat political goals. You know, it crosses all borders.
It's a group with a political message of what kind?
That the governments really need to keep their hands off of any of this really harsh regulation and stomping of free speech online. And, you know, the wider message is that, you know, of course, WikiLeaks itself is a journalistic body. They are reporting on something, and they did not leak anything. The leak came when someone in the government gave it to them. That's a leak. WikiLeaks is now working as journalists to get the information to the public, much like Daniel Ellsberg with the Pentagon Papers or Woodward and Bernstein with Deep Throat. You know, they're journalists, and, you know, luckily the other reporters and journalists out there have really been standing behind them repeating that they're one of us, don't hurt freedom of the press. That's one of our founding principles here.
In terms of the goal of Operation Payback, how much do you think is to disrupt a company's operations and how much is to grab headlines in a way that makes that political point?
I would easily put that at 50-50. You know, most of these phone calls, most of these interviews, especially ones I've done, have happened when someone emails me and says, so what do you know about the DDoS, which is the distributed denial of service, the type of attack they are using
to shut down a company's web operation?
Exactly. And, you know, it's very much to generate the press, but they also want to generate that press to get their point across so they can, you know, get it out there.
Although at least in the case of MasterCard, the site may have gone down, but no online transactions, I believe, were interrupted. So ultimately, that's what the business is about. So if the online transactions weren't interrupted, what damage did that do to the company?
This is a hard one to quantify. I will admit that. The one thing that they're trying to do their best on Payback's side when it comes to that type of a point is that they don't want to affect the public. They want the public on their side. So if they had done something that would have affected the public's use of their MasterCards or their Visas the next day when they attacked Visa, it would have really looked bad in the public's eyes. You know, they're already fighting all the negative press and all the FUD, the fear, uncertainty, doubt that the government's spreading. So they don't want to do anything that actually affects the public in a negative way, because that would, you know, really hurt what you might call their base.
Anonymous has dealt with attacks on the Church of Scientology, on the it's defended the file-sharing website Pirate Bay.
Yep.
So what do WikiLeaks, Pirate Bay, and the Church of Scientology all have in common that made Anonymous want to make these their causes?
In the end, it was all about the internet. With the Church of Scientology, it started out where a video went up that met the requirements for fair use under all our various laws here in this country, including, you know, the DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. And when this little video of Tom Cruise that was so funny went up, the Church of Scientology filed copyright claims against it, getting it removed, even though it was under those fair use limits, so it should have legally been allowed to stay. And that caused people in Anonymous to re-upload it everywhere they could. And then it started getting removed there. And soon, news organizations like Gawker and then Anderson Cooper 360, even, you know, people like that started picking it up and talking about it. And Anonymous decided to put some videos out and, you know, get something going about this, because that's not right, you know. It was that whole idea of, this is our internet, stop doing that. And then, you know, with the Pirate Bay, again, you know, that this is not only a freedom on the internet sort of an idea, but the laws that they were using did not apply. And technically, under Swedish law, they were linking to places where you could find illegal material. Google does that. You can search on Google for, you know, a movie name and find a place to download it. And there was nothing different than that. So if you're going after the Pirate Bay, then you should be going after everyone else who links to a place where you can get illegal material. They were being unjustly prosecuted, and, you know, being that it was the internet, you know, where they are located, again, here we come. You know, we're here to see what's going on and, you know, what we can do to stop that.
So is the overall goal of Anonymous and of Operation Payback that whether it's a government or a large organization or a large corporation, that if they do something that inhibits internet freedom, they might become frightened that this group, Anonymous and Operation Payback, will turn on them, disrupt their web operation, and that will make these organizations, governments, corporations think twice about trying to inhibit internet freedom?
That is one of two major goals. You know, that's the major goal for the corporations that could turn off services to WikiLeaks. You know, under this pressure, PayPal, who had originally turned off services and stopped all processing, just yesterday announced that they were going to give WikiLeaks their money. They were releasing the funds. And
PayPal.
Yeah, they're releasing the funds. They aren't going to accept any new funds, but they are releasing them. And the people in Payback really believe that they caused that. And I do, too. I agree with that. The thing going forward is, you know, the next company that someone like a Lieberman might make a phone call to and just nicely request that they stop working
Senator
with WikiLeaks.
Joseph Lieberman.
Exactly.
Who suggested that the New York Times is irresponsible to have published the WikiLeaks documents.
Exactly. But he also made those phone calls to Amazon and whatnot. And, you know, the next time he makes one of those phone calls, maybe the company does think twice. Maybe they think that we're not breaking a law right now. WikiLeaks still hasn't been charged with breaking a law, so we're not in any trouble for servicing them. And if we stop, we're going to get attacked, and we'd prefer not to be. You know, that's what Payback is really thinking about on their side.
In the Netherlands, at least, there was a 16-year-old boy who was recently arrested in connection with this. So clearly, in the view of some prosecutors, this is illegal. Do you disagree that what these groups are doing is illegal?
No, I entirely agree. The denial of service attacks and everything are absolutely illegal. You are breaking a law by doing that. Absolutely. A lot of people are calling this a sit-in, civil disobedience. You know, at some point, people in the past, for whatever it means, even when they were, you know, attempting to get various rights, women's rights, blacks' rights, you know, all these rights that we've gone for, illegal acts have been done and have been necessary to get the point across, to get the coverage, to get the change. And that's what a lot of the people in Operation Payback believe, that while it is an illegal act, it is a necessary one.
Necessary why?
From my point of view, it's to get the coverage from the press so the real message can get out there. Because all this coverage starts off about the attacks, but then you have two more pages of everything that we're really fighting for.
The real message being?
Being that the governments and these various companies need to respect free speech. They need to stop going after people who we believe are journalists.
Do you think this is all about evolving internet law, and that as you've made comparisons to civil rights, women's rights, people who have to break the law to get changes, you really draw that comparison?
Absolutely.
Greg Hausch, thanks for coming on Radio Boston.
Thank you.
Up next, Nancy Kaufman is a staunch advocate for social justice issues and the state of Israel. And after 20 years, she's leaving Boston. She'll join us in the studio. We'll be back after a short break. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.